T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
There are new crime statistics out for the city, specifically for gun violence, and the data is sobering. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck.
Well, the numbers that jump out for July are not good. Murders and shootings spiked by double digits compared to July 2021. In fact, the 7 major crime categories up 37% so far this year. But this livery driver, who works mostly on the overnights, tells me, seems to be doing okay and business is all right.
Yeah, I feel safe.
Because the murder went up last month, shootings went up, but when you do your job, you're saying you feel safe.
Yeah, I feel safe. I've been doing this job for like 30 years in New York City, and I've never been threatened, I've never been stopped by bandits or nothing, so I feel safe.
Now, after this bad month, it's important to note that murders are down 4% so far for the first 7 months of this year. Shootings have fallen back 8%. Again, that's year to date. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.
If you're a cyclist who likes to take the Hudson River Greenway, you'll likely enjoy this news. If you're a driver who takes the West Side Highway, likely not. 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman now with a live report on a proposal to add a bike lane on the West Side Highway. Samantha.
And Bud, the lane would remove a lane of vehicular traffic on either the west or east side of the street just for bikes, despite the greenway already there for bikes and pedestrians. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine says it is still needed.
On a busy day, if the weather's nice, there's a traffic jam of walkers and joggers and people on bikes and e-bikes and cargo bikes.
He says it could easily be done with concrete jersey barriers and some green paint, and he doesn't think it would have a great impact on traffic.
And let's remember that we're coming up on the beginning of congestion pricing, which will bring dramatic changes to traffic patterns.
The lane would be modeled on the success of the Brooklyn Bridge bike path, and he says the community boards along the stretch from 57th down to Chamber Street are all on board. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live along the West Side Highway in the West Village.
Police are looking for a suspect wanted in connection with a string of iPhone robberies. Police say a man on a bike would approach women on the street, walking with cell phone in hand, and snatch it away. There were 3 reported incidents on June 28th, 2 on July 24th, all in Manhattan. Police have released video of the suspect, and they're asking for the public's help by calling Crime Stoppers, 1-800-577-TIPS. Now to the latest on monkeypox and the steps being taken by the city to limit its spread.
As Mayor Adams declared a state of emergency to address the monkeypox virus, he defended the city's actions in getting the apparatus in place to fight it.
We were receiving less than we deserved in vaccines. We advocated, we utilized our direct communication with the White House to get more.
The emergency declaration allows the mayor to suspend some rules and put others in place to address the problem. The city has recorded the most cases nationwide, more than 1,000 of the 5,000 plus across the country. Governor Hochul also declared a state of emergency, seeking more vaccines and treatment. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Some Bronx residents are suing the Doe Fund. It's in connection with a recent outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in a building owned by the nonprofit, the Doe Fund. 28 New Yorkers have been hospitalized. 2 died. Anita Long is one of the residents suing, and she spoke to 1010 Winds.
I could not walk. I could not do anything. All these things I had to relearn all over again. May 10th was when I went into the hospital. May 12th, the doctors came to me and said, okay, we found out what it was. You have Legionnaires.
The suit alleges that the Doe Fund was negligent in building maintenance. No official response yet from the Doe Fund. It's been some time since we paid attention to a polio vaccine. But the New York State Health Department is pleading for all New Yorkers, including pregnant women and babies, to get vaccinated for polio if you are not vaccinated. Some 2 weeks ago, a Rockland County man contracted the virus and developed paralysis. That's the first U.S. case reported case in almost a decade. The State Health Department in New York says the CDC analysis detected polio in the wastewater samples in Rockland County. A 23-year-old McDonald's employee is in critical condition after being shot in the face last night. The New York Post reports that the worker at a McDonald's in Bedford-Stuyvesant got into an argument with a customer. The argument spilled outside the restaurant, and the woman's adult son pulled out a gun and shot the worker in the face. Police say they have a 20-year-old in custody, no charges as of yet. The first Tuesday in August is National Night Out. That seeks to promote police-community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie. Deborah Moulet is a Nassau County legislator on Long Island.
Anything that we can do to strengthen that relationship and help people to realize that the vast majority of the police are here to help us.
Back in the city, police have identified a suspect in this weekend's slashing of a woman in Times Square. It was a seemingly random act. Police say 30-year-old Anthony Evans allegedly approached the woman from behind and slashed her on the hand with a box cutter Sunday morning. She was taken to the hospital with a hand injury. A photo of the suspect is up at 1010winds.com. NYPD is asking for the public's help to call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-577-TIPS, with any information.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.